Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO in Medford, Mass. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Yay, I got an extra hour today, so I'm going to be playing you a Christmas show, Rock Under the Radar style, which is like not exactly your familiar Christmas stuff. It's be a rock and blues show, and not even the rock songs they usually play on Christmas shows either. It's going to be a nice rock and bluesy Christmas party, and of course, plenty of serious guitar here as well. I know I'm about a minute early, but I guess that's okay, huh? It's better than having dead air on here. So I'm going to start off with Run Rudolph Run from Lemmy, Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, and Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters from the 2008 album Will You Wish You a Merry Christmas and a Headbanging New Year. This song, Run Rudolph Run, was first recorded by Chuck Berry in 1958. And it's cool hearing Lemmy's voice on it. So here we go with Run Rudolph Run. Hope this comes on right. Okay.
Out of all the reindeer, you know you're the mastermind.
Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar on WMFO in Medford, Mass. Since I started a little before the hour, I thought I should do my ID for you again, and we'll continue now with the Christmas tunes.
know Christmas time is coming now, baby. Tell me those Santa Claus gonna come to you. Whoa, you know Christmas time is coming now. Tell me those Santa Claus gonna come to you. You know I'm gonna send it myself, darling. I'm gonna bring you a present and do the little thing that you may want me to. City. Old Santa Claus had a bell in his hand. Yes, you know I went down in New York City. I saw Santa Claus. He was standing down with a bell ringing in his hand. You know the poor children was running up, hollering, "Are you gonna come to me, Sandy?" He said, "Little girl, please put something in old Sandy's hand." Whoa, ain't it happy to see these old people learning the young one? Yeah, just learning them exact what to do. So sweet to see these old people learning the young children just what to do. Mother said a many years ago Santa Claus come to me. Now this year he gonna come to you. My little sister said, take your stocking now. Hang it up on the head of the bed. Talking to a friend, she said, take your stocking. And please hang it up on the head of the bed. He said, you know, we all God-sent children. In the morning, old Santa Claus gonna see that we all is fair.
Feel the love in the air.
Hi, this is Marion Farrow and Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO in Medford. And that was the beginning of a nice rock and bluesy Christmas show. First, you heard Run Rudolph Run from Lemmy, Billy Gibbons, and Dave Grohl from the 2008 album We Wish You a Merry Christmas and a Headbanging New Year. After that, you heard Lightnin' Hopkins, a country blues singer-songwriter guitarist from Texas, and that was Santa, which was on the 2007 compilation album Rockabilly Blues Christmas. Then Canned Heat, a blues boogie rock band formed in the 60s who had several hits, played at the Monterey Pop Festival and Woodstock. Been different members through the years, and I think there's maybe a version of the band still there today. Christmas Boogies on the 2007 album called Christmas Album. Then you heard Joe Bonamassa doing Santa Claus is Back in Town. Joe tended to put out a Christmas song every year, and that one was from 2011. The tune was originally the opening song on 1957's Elvis Christmas Album, the best-selling Christmas album of all time in the U.S. The set ended with Boston doing God Rest Ye Metal Gentlemen, which was released on iTunes several years ago. Tom Scholz produced it, and he's backed by Kimberly Dahm on bass and lead vocal. Gary Pill and Scholz are on vocals and guitars, and Tom Hambridge on drums. All right, now what do I have next? Let me see. Okay, now I've got, here's another song that you used to hearing from Elvis, but this time I've got it by Chris Isaak. This is Blue Christmas with Chris Isaak from Chris Isaak's Christmas album in 2004.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't mean a thing, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, when those blue memories start calling, of white. Oh, but I have a blue, blue Christmas.
Last set, first you heard Chris Isaak doing Blue Christmas, then was Eddie C. Campbell with Santa's Messin' with the Kid from his 1977 album King of the Jungle. It was a takeoff on Junior Wells' song Messin' with the Kid. It was also on the 1991 compilation Blue Yule. Campbell's a blues guitarist and singer out of the Chicago blues scene, where he played with lots of the greats. At 73, he released an album, Spider Eating Preacher, in 2012. In 2013, he had a stroke and a heart attack, and there were fundraisers to enable him to get the care and rehab he needed. And in early 2015, he played guitar publicly for the first time since then. Haven't really followed up. I'm not sure what's going on, if he's still around or not. Sorry, I wish I had the information, but in any case. Then you heard Ringo Starr with I Wanna Be Santa Claus. Walter was requesting that song from me. And I didn't know that one, but yeah, Ringo has Christmas albums out. It sounds like Ringo, you know, he's always in good cheer and all. Okay, and now, you know what I've got? I've got a set of, like, local classics, local bands from back in the day with Christmas songs. First, I have Rick Berlin. I play his bands a lot, Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band currently, and local classics from his early 80s band Berlin Airlift. And this is something from his band later in the 80s, Rick Berlin the Movie, another great band I used to go see as often as possible. And this song is I Hate Christmas. It was on a tape of local bands doing Christmas songs. WBCN Hark the Rock and Roller Sing. It was released by radio station WBCN in 1986. So here is Rick Berlin, the movie, with I Hate Christmas.
Christmas. My brother gets everything. My mama come home, she was so damn drunk, I should have heard her sing.
Silent night,
alone outside my door, was I supposed to apologize? I didn't know for sure, 'cause it's their fault, the way I
Christmas in Kenmore. Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
All right, let's see. Whoa. We heard local classic bands with some Christmas tunes. First was Rick Berlin, the movie, with I Hate Christmas. And after that, you heard Dogmatics with It Sure Don't Feel Like Christmas Time, which was on an 1880, some, I don't know the year, compilation album in the 80s, Midnight Christmas Mess. Dogmatics were a Boston band in the 80s, had a couple of albums, a couple of singles out. One member of the band died in a motorcycle accident later in the 80s, and the others have reunited and played out occasionally, done some benefits. Then an even more local Christmas song, probably the most local Christmas song you can think of, Christmas in Kenmore Square by Billy West and Tom Sandman. It was on that same tape as Rick Berlin's song, and it was a song played frequently on WBCN. The two of them worked at the station, doing comedy bits, voices, lunchtime song parodies. West appeared regularly doing comedy bits on The Big Mattress, Charles Lacordaire's morning show. He later did voices on The Howard Stern Show and on animated TV shows and movies, including Ren and Stimpy and Futurama. That's pretty cool. And that was a good tune, Christmas in Kenmore Square. Local references are always fun, you know. Now, let's see, you know what I've got now? I forgot to mention this in the beginning. I have three brand new Christmas songs I just got. Yeah, some rocking bands putting out Christmas stuff this year. First one is Vintage Trouble. They just released a new holiday track called Santa Why. There's a video on, of Ty telling about why, how the song came about. It was quite interesting. So here's Vintage Trouble with Santa Why.
Mr. Claus, if you're listening, can't you see that I'm just a little bit older? And lately I'm noticing all the little boys, little girls, and boy, that ain't rewarded quite the same. And said I'm talking to you, please say what did I do to hurt? And I've been sharing, but no matter the ribbon of the wind, oh, my rich friends again and again steal your attention. Just thought I'd mention, man, I wanna know, do you even believe in me? And I wanna know if you even care. I'm aware that I made a list. Tell me, did I miss? I left your favorite things. What did I get? Mr. Claus, if you're listening, I thought you loved us all. Loved us all equally. So tell me why. Why give more to the rich than to the poor? Why give more to the rich than to the poor? change, things stay the same. So tell me why give more to the rich than to the poor? Why give more to the rich than to the poor?
I say no.
Time.
right, those were three new songs I just got, Christmas songs. First was Vintage Trouble with Santa Y. Great song, part of what Ty thought that, you know, it was particularly appropriate these days, those lyrics. And after that, you heard from the album Christmas Christmas, a brand new album of Christmas songs from Cheap Trick. That was Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight, a Ramones song that was on their 1989 album, Brain Drain. Song was also covered by Joey Ramone on his second posthumous album, You Know. It was on the soundtrack from the movie Christmas with the Cranks. Then after that, you heard RSO with One Night of Peace. RSO was Richie Sambora, guitarist for Bon Jovi, and Oriente, who is, she is quite a guitarist in her own right. And they are recording together now and all kinds of stuff. So that was interesting. Now I have something from the great blues guitarist Freddie King with I Hear Jingle Bells, which is the flip side of the single Christmas Tears in 1961. Nicknamed the Texas Cannonball, he grew up in Texas, then his family moved to Chicago, and was a Chicago bluesman with some Texas style mixed in. He died in his 40s in 1976. I was fortunate I had an opportunity to see him play in 1975. A great show. It was a bill with Muddy Waters, Freddie King, and Room Full of Blues. An outdoor show on a gorgeous day. It was great. In any case, so we have here Freddie King with I Hear Jingle Bells.